We've reached the high point of the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation, the actual day, and our text is recorded in the second chapter of Ephesians, the 8th verse. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses on the door of the castle church in Wittenberg. A rather strange event. Was he defacing church property? No, the church door was probably the billboard of the day, and he had something to say. Seems like an insignificant event for us to celebrate with all the grandeur this morning. But that Wittenberg hammer was heard around the world, and it continues to ring to this very day. It is indeed the emphasis of the Lutheran Reformation that we are celebrating the anniversary this morning. But what made Luther the great hero of faith, the great reformer? There were other men who tried to reform the medieval church. It was God, through Luther, who restored biblical truth to its purity, which had long been a hidden treasure, as we sang in the hymn last week. That wonderful treasure can be summarized in the three solas of the Lutheran Reformation. Sola Scriptura, by grace alone, by Scripture alone. Sola Gratia, by grace alone. And Sola Fide, by faith alone. That's the reason we have the white banners emphasizing that outside the chapel. And we, in our sanctuary proper, we have the three emphases. First, we think about Scripture alone, sola scriptura. Through Luther, God restored to the church the truth that all doctrine must be based on God's word. It had been the teaching of the whole ancient church, but had been corrupted by tradition in the Middle Ages. Then all doctrine, faith, and life is grounded on that word of God, the Bible. Luther confessed that in 1521 before Emperor Charles V at Worms. When he was asked to recant, he said, "Unless I am convinced from Scripture and sound reason, I cannot recant. My conscience is bound to the word. Here I stand, God help me. I cannot do otherwise." The chief message of that word is and always remains law and gospel. Our sinful flesh needs to hear the killing word of the law. We need to realize that with our sinful thoughts, we nailed Christ to the cross. With our sinful words, we caused the spit in his face and the mockery. And with our sinful deeds, we caused him to suffer the pain of hell. When we each realize that, then we're ready for the sweet word of the gospel, that on the cross, Jesus won salvation for all through his holy life and death, so that we can live forever with him in heaven's fair home. The second sola is sola gratia, by grace alone. How can we ever stand holy and perfect before a just God that demands perfection, That was the question that tore Luther's heart apart and just ripped him to pieces. In medieval theology, justification was looked upon as a gradual process, or where grace was infused into you to make you more holy and righteous. But Luther realized that his life didn't reach the perfection that God demanded. With that idea, salvation is always uncertain. As he studied the book of Romans, he came to realize that the righteousness that saves us is not the righteousness inside of us, our Christ-like life, but it's the righteousness outside of us that Christ accomplished by his redemptive work. So then we are justified or declared righteous, not because of anything we do, but because of Christ's holy life and holy death. That is the heart, the very heart and soul of the Lutheran Reformation. When Luther understood that, he said he felt like the gates of paradise had been thrown wide open. Only that truth can give you and me, who are poor lost sinners, comfort now and at the hour of our death. The final sola is sola fide, by faith alone. That treasure of Christ's righteousness was won on the cross, obtained on the cross 2,000 years ago. How does it come to you and to me today? What do we have to do to get it? Luther said, salvation is totally and completely the work of God. And it's even brought to us today through the waters of baptism, the blood of communion, and his word, which is spirit and life. That's the emphasis of faith alone. It tells us that the means of grace, word and sacrament, bring us all the treasures of the cross and bring them to us, place them in our lap, if you will, and work faith in our hearts to receive that treasure and make it our own. Through those same means of grace, he strengthens our faith life and gives you and me the power to face the difficulties, the conflicts, and the struggles that we face in this earthly life. This gave Luther peace in this life and hope for the life to come. Settling a dispute between the two princes of Mansfeld in 1546, in February, he suffered a massive stroke. It was his end for all extents and purposes. Early in the morning on February 18th, as he was laying on his deathbed, his dear friend, Justice Jonas, asked him, Reverend Father, are you ready to die in Jesus Christ and in the truths of Scripture that you have taught about him? To this, Luther answered a confident yes, and shortly thereafter went to be with the Lord. On this, the great anniversary of the Reformation, we thank God for Martin Luther and the other great heroes of faith through whom God has preserved to us this wonderful treasure. May we ever confess, and may we ever teach this to our children, the great solas of the Lutheran Reformation, sola scriptura. All doctrine is based on Scripture. Sola gratia, your salvation and mine from beginning and end, is the work of God without any works on our part. And sola fide, that treasure is brought to us in the means of grace and received alone by faith. Only this will give you and me comfort now and in the hour of our death. Amen.